This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank directs banks and financial institutions to open accounts using national identity cards. Attorney General submits an annual report of fiscal year 2080-81 to President Ramchandra Paudil. Koshi Province Assembly session to convene on January 20th, and firefighters race to contain Los Angeles wildfires as winds expected to pick up. Now, the news in detail. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has issued a public notice urging banks and financial institutions to make arrangements to open accounts based on national identity cards. This follows a previous directive from the central bank through a unified guideline. To ensure easier access to national identity cards, the National Identity Card and Registration Department has facilitated the issuance of cards through district administration offices across the country. Additionally, the notice mentions that temporary camps are being set up alongside the district administration offices to provide national identity cards in the Kathmandu Valley. The department has also launched an online portal where individuals can check their national identity card number and the status of their application. In its notice, the NRB emphasized that all banks and financial institutions have been instructed to assist customers in opening bank accounts by verifying national identity card information via the department's portal. Attorney General Ramesh Badal has submitted the annual report of the Office of the Attorney General for the fiscal year 2080-81 to President Ramchandra Paudil at a program organized at the Office of the President, Sitil Niwas, today. On the occasion, President Paudil said that the investigation, prosecution, debate, advocacy and defense of the government cases should be more scientific, effective and factual, and that if the success rate of the cases can be further increased, the rule of law and especially the administration of criminal justice will be enhanced. Furthermore, President Paudil expressed confidence that the Attorney General's office will also pay special attention to the protection of the fundamental rights of victims ensured by the Constitution of Nepal. On the occasion, Attorney General Badal presented a summary of the report. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil has said that climate change and sustainability of trade are common global agendas, so they warrant collective action and address. Inaugurating the third annual conference on climate change and sustainability of trade in South Asia, jointly organized by the World Trade Organization and the Kathmandu University in Kathmandu yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Paudil reminded that Nepal is at the forefront of the climate change vulnerability resulting into adverse impacts on socio-economy and infrastructures. Furthermore, Deputy Prime Minister Paudil hoped the conference would be fruitful to vet the pressing issues of climate change in South Asia and build common perspectives among policymakers, researchers and private sector representatives so that they would take proper strategies for the future. Representatives from 9 countries including Nepal, India, Bangladesh, China, Turkey and Indonesia attended the event. The second meeting of the Nepal-India Joint Business Forum, JBF, emphasized the expansion of bilateral trade and business. The meeting aimed at further deepening the economic and business relations between the two countries concluded yesterday. On the occasion, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, said that India is Nepal's largest trading partner and both countries should take the decisions of the JBF meeting into implementation. The JBF meeting is a part of the Nepal-India Commerce Secretary-level meeting. In the meeting, the representatives of Nepal and India discussed trade, investment, energy, tourism, agriculture, information technology and infrastructure development, among other topics. The next meeting of the JBF has been agreed to be convened in New Delhi, India. The meeting of the Council of Ministers of the Koshi Provincial Government held today decided to recommend to the province chief for convening the winter session of the province assembly on January 20th. According to the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers, the meeting will be summoned on January 20 at 2 p.m. Similarly, the meeting has decided to send a bill to amend the Building Act 2076 Bikram Sambat received from the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure Development of the province to the Law and Province Affairs Committee of the government for study and discussion. The local levels in Jumla district are being readied to make online recommendations to the district administration office for citizenship certificates. Chief District Officer CDO Ram Bahadur Sahi informed that all 8 local levels would be implementing this scheme after 2 days, which is January 14th. A discussion was held earlier with the chiefs of all local levels and the chief of the District Administration Committee, District Coordination Committee rather, on the visibility, on the viability of the online recommendation. CDO Sahi informed that the online recommendation was being put in practice as per the centralized information management system of the Ministry of Home Affairs. The wood collected at the Subdivision Forest Office at Tinkuli of Dharan, Submetropolitan City 8 in Sunsari District, is left to decay despite its significant value. The wood logged and stored at the offices Panchakanya and Vishnupaduka for nearly 2 decades is now getting decayed as the contract for its use could not be made on time. According to the chief of the Subdivision Forest Office, Panchakanya, Mahesh Kumar Saha, 15,000 cubic feet of logs are perishing in the offices as bidding for sale failed repeatedly. The wood confiscated as legal action has been piled up for years. Meanwhile, timber entrepreneurs have accused the government of creating an artificial shortage of wood and timber by importing wood from abroad and leaving those already available at home decaying. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news updates. Firefighters are making an all-out assault to prevent the largest of the deadly wildfires that are threatening Los Angeles from spreading into one of the city's most exclusive neighborhoods. 4 wildfires are currently burning around Los Angeles. Aerial crews have been bombarding the flaming hills with water and fire retardant to hold back the Palisades fire, which has expanded an additional 1,000 acres and is now menacing Brentwood. Gusty winds are forecast for the coming days, potentially further fanning the flames that have left at least 16 people dead while 13 others are missing. No cause has yet been established for the fires. Meanwhile, evacuation orders throughout the Los Angeles area now cover 153,000 residents with 57,000 structures at risk, and another 166,000 have been warned they may have to evacuate. 7 neighboring states, the federal government and Canada, have rushed aid to California, bolstering aerial teams, dropping water and fire retardant on the flaming hills, and crews on the ground attacking fire lines with hand tools and hoses. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at some places of Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province, at a few places of the Karnali, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at many places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Nepal Rashtra Bank directs banks and financial institutions to open accounts using national identity cards. Attorney General submits an annual report of fiscal year 2080-81 to President Ramchandra Paudil. Kosi Province Assembly session to convene on January 20th, and firefighters race to contain Los Angeles wildfires as winds expected to pick up. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.